Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? Hold on, y'all. I tell you, I always know when it's going to be a good podcast because, like, my voice began choked up. But anyway, like I said, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. And I'm getting ready to put this thing out there in pieces for y'all. All right? So listen. Oh, my gosh. So y'all out there being thorough and wise? Are y'all out there just shining on them? Because they hate it, baby. I mean, like, living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh, my gosh. I know you are. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. God made us all so thorough and wise, y'all. Yes, he did. Because he thorough and he wise, you know. Shout out to you, God. And what is the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there just being so thorough and so wise, baby? Come on. Come on, y'all there. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put that thing out there in pieces for you, so don't act like you don't know it, because you know I do. Now, what's the third thing that I tell y'all? Okay, when I come on here and I'm about to drop a dime on you and spit that wisdom, what's the third thing that I say? Y'all want to say it with me? This is what I got to do, y'all. I got to give a shout out to my haters. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So what is it, you know, that I also tell them? I tell them this too, y'all. All right, look. If you're just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on. Who is this girl? You know, Jay, whatever. She's on here literally giving a shout out to her haters. What does that mean? Let me break it down to you. Let me break it down. All right. This is what this means. When you out there shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Okay. Shout out to you, Rihanna, girl, if you listening. Yes, because you never know who's listening to you. It's Just a Touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. But when you're shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. You know you're just shining bright like a diamond. Yes, woo. Shining bright like a diamond. You know when you out there and that little light on the inside of you is just shining bright. It's like the darkness. It has a problem with it. Look, man, look, because you know, it's disturbing them. They're like, wait a minute, hold on. They in the dark. And light, you know, it destroys darkness. So they in the dark. They like something hitting them. Imagine going into your room. You hit the switch. Somebody hit the switch you in the room. The light switch. The light come on after you've been in the dark. You know, look, this just touched your baby. The light come on after you've been in the dark. So you like this. Wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on him? Is that my girl over there shining on him? Somebody over there putting it out there in pieces, you know? They start thinking stuff like that. So they got to come over, right? And what God does, this is what God does. God's so thorough, he's so wise. He prepares a table. For you in the presence of your enemies. Like, you know, them naysayers, them non-believers, them people who be hating on you and stuff like that. He go ahead, he put you out there in pieces for him, right? Like, bam. You know, he anoints your head with oil when you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Your cup starts running over. You getting blessing after blessing after blessing. You know, every time you turn around, you dropping dimes on them like, man, look, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. Okay, so what happens is they get blessed by the message. Whatever message God is using, you know, the Lord meant. Yeah. Because, you know, he putting you out there in pieces for him. It's like a table. It's like, there you go. You know, because he got to show him something. Look, man, like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. So you have to say, hi, haters. If you got haters and they says disbelievers of people, you know, who thought you wasn't thorough and wise and they start coming around, you know, listening to you and all that type of stuff. You got to say hi to them and give them a shout out because they need this work too. Okay, so that's a little explanation on why I say hi to my haters. Now, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. Got to ask y'all this question. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Huh? Listen, I've been dropping little dimes out there about the love of my life. Child, y'all got to go over there and check that out, okay? And everything else, too. My daughter, she just had a birthday. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, shout out to you, Sarai. She turned 22, doing her little thing. You know, and then Nami Beauty. Oh, listen. My daughter, Iman, the Bond, Blondshell, the original Dundana. Okay. This girl, her beauty company is, she putting them pieces out there for them, baby. All I keep telling is, you just got to live your life right. Just do what God tell you to do. How he tell you to do it, and you're going to be shining. And every time I turn around, she's shining. I'm like, girl, she like, mommy, my makeup boxes are here. And mommy, my stuff is here. And mommy, look, mommy, this just came today, you know, from overseas. And I'm looking at her like, girl, you better go ahead with your bad self. So y'all got to check out Nabi Beauty, okay? She's the one that's 24, about to be 25. Look, this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm chomping out there in pieces for you. So I'm throwing that on. My name is RONI76 on Instagram. Hold on, y'all. Let me get some of this tea. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, child. Oh, my gosh. Y'all don't understand. I told y'all I was gonna start sipping my tea, right? And you know when I got a word for you, my voice now lately beginning. You know, the enemy don't want me putting out there pieces for y'all, child. He be trying to trap my voice up, trying to use the best part of me and mess it up so I can't get y'all that word. But look, anyway, I'm sipping on that tea, right? And that can let me talk. I guess I could skate on over there. No, I gotta give y'all Make It Love Beast Kitchen. I can't do it out of order. But have y'all been going over there? Listen, I ain't really put too much out there, but I did a lot and it's coming. Okay, so just keep checking back and forth because I'm about to drop some pieces on y'all. I have been making love in Beast Kitchen. Oh my gosh. Look, y'all know what happens when I talk about Making Love in Beast Kitchen. It just does something to me. You know, that's why the video of the love of my life. Oh my gosh. Make sure y'all check out that other podcast too. Shout out to you, baby, the love of my life. Ladies Treat Your Man Right. I'm in there dropping wisdom. That podcast did amazing. Okay. Coming to the radio show. We're going to be talking about it, but you know, I'll put them pieces out there for you. Okay. So listen, Making Love in Beast Kitchen. Okay. I love when he makes love in Beast Kitchen for me. Okay. And I have been making amazing love in Beast Kitchen. I've been making desserts. Okay. Vegetable desserts. Oh my gosh. I'm talking about like cauliflower cookies and just like all type of, oh my gosh, I made this squash, just like winter, fall, like squash. Chill. I made like muffins out of them. This is just a touch of it, baby. I've been over there making berry salmons and just everything, like cooked for my daughter, you know, on her little birthday thing and breakfast, all type of, I've been coming up with drinks. I've been coming up with meals. I've been coming up with everything. Stuff for diabetes, people. Just, you know, all type of stuff. Things to get you aroused. You know, mama tried to turn you on. You would turn her on and something like that. Look, this is just a touch of your baby. I've been over there making love in Beast Kitchen. And it's going to be coming to Making Love in Beast Kitchen on IG. Very shortly, okay? So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Oh my gosh. I love my life, y'all. Let me get a little bit more of this tea. Hold on. The enemy, look, I got sniffles and everything. Hold on, y'all. Let's talk about Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Okay, y'all, I just cannot wait until y'all can get these fitness pieces. Like, I'm just so excited about this. Okay, so what it is, it's Just a Touch of Jay's pieces. Okay, my fitness pieces that I use. Shout out to also the 400. It's a fitness program that I created for y'all. And y'all gonna be doing like these body movements. It's gonna get you right. That's, you know, how I kind of lost 75 pounds. So, but we got fitness apparel, fitness pieces, okay? All right, and you're going to be able to get my fit and his fit. Yeah, this is just a touch of it, baby. Y'all gonna get all them pieces. you know, waist trainers, waist shapers. I got the thigh, the arm stuff going on. And also, like, our actual fit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my fit, like, my pieces, where you can wear, like, what I wear, my fit and his fit. Yeah, you know, my fit's Jay's fit, his fit's Taylor's fit. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I got to put that out there in pieces for you. So you won't be able to get that, you know, through just a touch of Jay's fitness. You know, JT Fitness, y'all going to be able to get all that. All right? Now, look, what else do I got to talk to you all about? The Just a Touch of Jay app? Yeah, the Just a Touch of Jay app. Y'all got the Just a Touch of Jay app, like, popping. Yeah, I've been giving y'all business every single day. You know, for, like, the last... Oh, 3-4 weeks, something like that, child. Look, I don't know. We book it out. So I don't know, all right? But y'all got the Just a Touch of Jay app popping. Thank you so much for them pieces. Also, y'all got the Just a Touch of Jay cannabis line popping. Yeah, I got a lot of, like, orders and stuff and everything. Look, it's closed off to certain people. And then when I open it up, y'all can go ahead and get them pieces, too. So I got certain orders from, you know, certain people. And y'all doing real good with that. Thank you so much. Okay? But my rolling papers, they coming out. So y'all be able to get them. Yeah, they French, European, just like the fitness stuff. Uh-huh. Y'all gonna love this, man. This is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. Y'all know this is the part where I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, you'll be able to get that. Then I got one more thing. Oh, yeah. The Child's Podcast Network. Y'all will see what that's about. And then I got, oh my gosh, I gotta say it, my podcast. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Oh my gosh, man. Listen, y'all like this podcast. Y'all got my numbers coming all up. People keep telling me, you're here, you're there, you're doing this, you're doing that. I just want to tell y'all, thank you for listening to me. You know, look, I'm just trying to put it out there pieces for you. I'm telling y'all the truth. You know, I drop a dime on you about what God lay on my heart. You know, then I might throw a rap song out there. I don't know, it is what it is, because it's all just a touch of Jay. You know, the pieces that God gave me, I'm just trying to put them out there for you. That's it, in pieces for you, baby. So look, we got to skate on over to the message. Oh my gosh, I got a word for y'all. I got a word for y'all. Let me get some tea though. Hold on. This tea tastes so good. Y'all just don't even know how good this tea tastes. This tea. Hold on. It'd be like, just like not too hot, but like warm enough where it just go down your throat the right way. Oh my gosh. Look, let me move over to this message, okay? This is the message. And y'all gonna have to bear with me through this message. I'm gonna try to keep it short and sweet, but I was chilling. I was chilling probably like a half hour ago, just sitting there. Like, you know, God dropped something in my spirit. Y'all know I be thinking. Y'all know what happens when I start thinking. I'm positive with God. He positive with me. Drop something on me. Bam. I'm like this. Here we go. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Okay. Yeah, I got a story to tell like Biggie. So look, I'm sitting here. I'm chilling, doing what it is that I do. And I start thinking about people in relationships, because look, we're in a Love Doctor series, okay? We've been in a Love Doctor series all year long. Yeah, y'all know when you know you got the love, like the love of your life and stuff like that. You just be wanting to talk about love and whatever. I don't know. Look, this is just a touch there, babe. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So I'm sitting up there, and I was thinking about relationships and stuff, and how people just be like in them. You know, just in them sometime. Like, you know, I'm just in this relationship, you know. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's because, you know, you just put yourself in it. Like, anybody out there just like, yeah, I'm in this relationship, you know, because you just put yourself in that relationship. Like, you just got in a relationship. It ain't like the relationship you kind of really want to be in, but you just in the relationship because you just there. Look, this just touched it, baby, okay? Sometimes it be like that. I've been there. I'm like, why am I even dealing with this? What is going on? Hold on, y'all. Let me get some more of this tea real quick. I can't wait to get all that tea. So look, you just there. You know, I've been there. Like, what am I doing? Like, it's like really not prospering. Like, it's just, it was just always something or things like that. You know, I don't know what y'all got going on, you know, but you know, you just in it. Like, you like, oh my, like you trying to figure out how you get out of it, but you just like in it, just existing in the relationship. Anybody out there going through that? Right? Sometimes just because you put yourself in them. Now, there's some other relationships. Okay, like them God-given relationships where you know God gave you the person. Like at first, maybe you was like, I don't know about two pieces. But then like, you know, like, look, I know some friends and people who aren't really friends, just associates. Okay. And like, they aren't even all like Christians or nothing like that. It ain't even that type of party. But they have said to me, God told me who my mate was. Like, what? They're like, yeah, God told. And it was the guys. A lot of the guys was like, God said that was my wife. Or, I felt it in my spirit. Like something told me that that was the person I was supposed to be with. Like that was my wife, to marry her. Or, you know, that's wife. You know, like they've said these things to me. Other people, we've had discussions and things about them. And I'm like this. Wow. So moving back to what I was saying, sometimes God just give you people. He give you pieces and he'll give you your mate. Anybody out there, like, and you in a relationship, you know God, like, gave them to you. You know, like, you just know God gave them to you. Yo, those are some dope pieces. Like, I need y'all to sit back and think about that. Just think about that. Like, yo, think about this, okay? I really would sit here, think about this. Like, when God give you somebody, he not gonna give you nobody that's messed up. Now, look, they might be messed up now, child. Like, you know, I don't know what they do with some pieces of touch, because none of us perfect, okay? But what I'm saying is that it's like Moses. Yeah, God says like Moses. Moses was hiding in the woods, scared, trembling like a child when God came up to him. It was like, yo, tell my people this. He like, what? They will not believe me. He ain't believing himself, no nothing. So sometimes people be in your life sometimes, you know, and they just, you be like, But you feel it in your spirit like, she ain't right, but I don't know. I think God gave it to me. Man, listen, this is just a touch of J, baby. Look, I'm just trying to put out there pieces for you. Hold on, let me get some more of this too. So look, back to the message. I got a story to tell like Biggie, right? So, you know, God gave her, let's say that fellas, you know, she knows she might not be a little right. She ain't all hooked up, right? You know, she let something going on, but you like, damn. Cause all the guys were saying it. Yo, God gave it to me. That mean you got somebody, girl. Yo, because God loves you enough to give you somebody thorough. Like, somebody ain't going to do that trickery on you. I just talked about that. Proverbs 31. Oh, shout out to you, baby, the love of my life. Lady, treat your man right. Up in that. Check it out. If you only heard that podcast. Podcast is popping. Okay? But I'm in there telling them, like, you know, a godly woman. Like, this, you know, the one that's strong got it right. She ain't going to do that trickery on you. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. Well, he'll have no need to spoil, okay? I think that's Proverbs 31:10. Check that out, okay? So look, if he gave her to you, like, yo, you that boy. Like, you are thorough and very, very wise. You got to be thorough and wise to receive something like that. You know he's giving you all you need. Child, did y'all check out the song? All he needs is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Did y'all hear that? Oh man, y'all gotta check that out. And then you also gotta check out the all he needs is just a touch of J. Yeah. Ladies, y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. Y'all gotta check that thing out. Man, look. Cause you know, sometimes it's all you need. Hold on one second. All you need, y'all. He gives you all you need. God gives you all you need. You know, so look, if he gave you this queen, right? That means you thoroughly, you wise. because only a king can receive that. Ladies, let me flip it on you. Let me flip it on you, ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Y'all out there, do y'all have somebody that God gave you? I know you do. I know some of y'all out there. I know y'all do. And y'all like, girl, God gave me him. Like, you know it. You like, child, I got to do him right. You just want to do him right. Like, you don't want to do him wrong like me. I wash my baby. Yeah, child, like, I wash his feet. I kiss his feet. We kiss his hands. You know, I give him the bath type thing. Child, I create the playlist and everything. Pull on that Luther. Okay? Do-do-do-do-do. That type of stuff with the rose petals all on them and everything. Then I pat them dry and then I oil them down. You know, the front way and the back way. Look, this just touched it, baby. You know, you got to do them type of things when God gave you people. Yeah, look, you got to cherish that. Child, cherish the one you're with. How many podcasts ago was that? Check it out, okay? Please, cherish the one you're with. Love the one you're with. All right. But ladies, you like, God, he gave him to me. Yeah, y'all experiencing that, girl? You know what that mean? Even if he ain't got himself straight, okay? Let me help you out, okay? Because nobody's perfect, like I said. It comes with time. It comes with time. Older people tell you all the time. It wasn't like that when I met them. You know? They tell them, and then they had them stories where they like, yeah, yo, we've been married for this amount of years, and we've been in together. You know, and they be telling you, you know, it takes time. Look, man, it's just touch it. But ladies, you know, if God gave you somebody, girl, you better go ahead. You better cherish that. Look, you can't be messing around doing that trickery on them and stuff, please. Because a lot of y'all ladies, y'all dealing with some issues. Okay, please don't let me go there. You know, because I can, you know, if you want me to. Because I could relate, because I've been there. I got some stuff going on. Look, this is just a touch day. I don't know how baby be dealing with my issues. But he be like, cool, he got them. You know, and if God gave you somebody, he will have that ability to be able to handle you the way that you need to be handled. So you got to make sure that you cherish him. All right. So that's all this is about. Sometimes, you know, God be giving y'all people. Yeah. And you don't cherish him, or you don't believe that he gave them to you. But you just got to sit back, because if you do and you like, you know what? Something about that right there. God, you know, gotta give you people. Yeah, he'll be like, that's the one for you. And man, listen, when God give you something, child, that's like, yo, I loved you enough. He ain't gonna give you nothing messed up. Well, they could be messed up, but you know, he ain't gonna give you nothing that's gonna mess you up. Like, you know, life can happen. People can do things and stuff can happen, but he not gonna give you, you know, that blessing. You know, that's a blessing from God when God give you somebody. You know, so y'all got to cherish that. You know, if you have that, cherish that. You know, cherish them even on bad days, please. And please remember, like I said, nobody's perfect. People do things, okay? But you got to cherish that. You got to be like, hold on. That you must be thoroughly wise, and the person that he gave you must be thoroughly wise, because he gives... He puts these things together. You know, if you're a believer, you know, he put these things together. So he like, yeah, that one go with that one. You know, it just fit. It just fit, right? His fit, your fit, it fit. You know, it fit. You could tell. So look, if you got that, all right, shout out to you. Y'all thoroughly, y'all wise out there. And if you think you got that, you got to pay attention to them pieces. Just them pieces. If God gives you somebody, that means they thorough and wise, because he loves you. Like, he loved you. Like, yo, you thorough and wise. But sometimes, you know, life happens and we don't be thinking we thorough and wise. So sometimes, you know, it's people out there that might push away stuff like that. Because just they, it's what they believe about themselves. Like Moses, y'all, come on. This is just a touch of Jay. Moses was like, they will not believe me. God's like, look, I gave you something. The rod that's in your hand. Just like sometimes God give you these mates. But he didn't believe. So God had to tell him, look, throw it down. He turned it into a serpent. And then he told him to pick it up. And he's running like, no, you want me to pick up what I just got through running from and confront it and deal with it? He like, no, I can't. They ain't gonna believe me. Okay. But then God, you know, he had to go ahead and show him, pick it up. Because sometimes you got to pick it up worried, scared, afraid. You don't know what's going to happen. Like T.D. Jakes says on Believe. Shout out to you, T.D. Jakes. You don't know what's going to happen until you pick it up. All right. I'm going to tell y'all one last thing. Guys, like, you got to tell them this one. T.D. Jakes tells a story, right, about hell. I told y'all this before in one of my other stuff. Okay, he's talking about Believe, how when he first got called to preach, he didn't believe what God said. Like, some people don't believe, you know, that they got their mate or whatever. Sometimes, because he didn't believe in himself. So he's talking about he was very, very scared. So when God said, you got to preach, you're going to drop a word on him, a dime on him. He's like, oh, Lord, no, you got your wires crossed, respectively. You know, I can't be the one that's going to be out there doing that. Nah, I can't. Not me. No, that's too hard. I ain't going to be able to do that. He was against it. So he said that when he was to go pastor and go speak, he would be shaking. He had to put his hands behind his back and they had to pull the mic up because if he grabbed it, they would see his hand was shaking. That's how scared he was, like Moses. Like some of y'all might be a little, you know, nervous. I don't know what y'all got going on out there. But look, okay. So what happens is one day he forgot to be scared, just grabbed the mic. You know, and then he got over his fears. And what he's saying is sometimes you just don't see it till you snatch it or you believe it. So, you know, this is just another little slit of that part. Sometimes God will give you stuff and you just don't believe it. Okay. Hold on. Let me get some more of this tea real quick. Hold on. I'm about to finish this thing up. A little bit more. I can't wait to get all them pieces. So look, back to the story, because I told you I got a story to tell like Biggie. So look, he went ahead and now look at how great he is. So sometimes you just don't see it till you snatch it. You believe it. You know, these mates, these people in relationships, sometimes you in them just because you in them, right? And sometimes you in them because God gave them to you. And you gotta believe it so that you can receive it. And if you believe it, oh my gosh, child, he gonna open up the windows of heaven. Boy, pour out some blessings just like his word said. Y'all gonna be winning. Okay, because it's like two people he put together to win. You just gotta figure out your pieces, baby. This is just such a day. You know, look, I just had to put that out there. I don't know why. I don't know who needed it. I don't know who it's for. But I was sitting here and I was thinking about my baby. And I was like, damn, he's so thorough. He's so wise. Like, wow. Like, yo, God, you gave me that? Like, some of his pieces. Chill, listen. Okay? But this is just a touch of Jay. You know, he got all type of pieces about him. Oh, my God, he's so amazing. I tell him all the time, you're amazing and I believe in you. Yeah, you got to sow into the people that you with. Yeah, I tell them all the time, you're amazing. I believe in you. You know, look, everything going to be good. Watch. Yeah, because that's what you're supposed to do, especially when you know God gave you somebody. So look, do what it is that you're going to do. Take what it is that you need from this. I really don't even know. It's like information just dropped on me like, dang, he must be thorough and wise. And shoot, I must be thorough and wise because he got me. Ciao. Listen, if you get just a touch of Jay. I told y'all all he needs is just a touch of Jay. Ladies, y'all hear that? I keep trying to tell you that's it. But you get just a touch of Jay, you got a lot of pieces, baby. And you must be very, very thorough and wise because, look, God just don't put me out there in pieces for nobody. Mm-mm, he don't do that. He loves me. Okay, he loves me. All right, so if y'all got somebody that y'all love, love the one you're with. Figure out what you got going on. God gives you people. Sometimes you got to believe it. You know, I don't know what y'all got going on out there, but somebody needs this. Because God said, you got to drop a dime on them. I'm like, oh, man, I thought I wasn't coming back for at least another 3-4 weeks. No, but I'm dead serious. That's what I said. I'm like, why you want me to record more podcasts? But you know, I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. I got to keep on doing it because my life is amazing. Chill. Hold on. One more sip. One more sip. Oh. Whoosh. It's like making love in B's kitchen. It's making love in B's kitchen, B's kitchen. Pieces for you. All he needs is just a touch of Jack. Each time I think about him, he be lighting a fire in my body, child. And when I sip on that tea, and I tell you all this tea, this wisdom, sometimes it just be getting me, just making me think about him. But anyway, look, let me go ahead and skate on up out of here, y'all. I'm on here just talking. Take what it is that you need. Do what it is that you do. Love, love, spread the love. And I got to end this thing. Okay? I got to end this thing. So how y'all want me to end it? Y'all want me to end it like that with that Barry White, Janet Jackson voice? Huh? When I drop it down low. I mean, okay, look. All right, here I go. Who is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? This is just a touch of chat. Y'all know I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right, y'all like that one? That was like a little sun. Y'all hope y'all liked it. Little man, just a touch. I'll put this out there in peace for you. So look, anyway, we ending this thing, right? So what do I tell you? How do I end it? This is what I tell you all the time. Ready? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Okay. Now, if you in that relationship that you just in, existed, drama, chaos, craziness, whatever. Y'all ain't talking. You're talking. What bitch you get it? You're not to get this crazy. This all type of stuff. You know, you just got stuff going on. Like, always something, child. Just, I feel sorry for you. Look, you really out there not being too thorough and wise. And you can't let nobody make you feel like you're not thorough and wise. Come on now. We all go through things, but you know what I'm talking about. One of them ones you just in. You ain't really loving the one you're with. The one that you're with ain't really loving you. You just there. Look, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And please don't let yourself feel like that. Because if you out there doing stuff like that, perhaps, I don't know. Look, I don't know what y'all got going on, baby. That means you ain't making yourself feel thorough and wise. Like, stop that. Like, why are you even dealing with stuff? Y'all got to get this together. But, you know, what's the next thing that I tell y'all? Shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Like, all that, you know, drop a dime on them. Like, shine on them. Look, they hate it anyway. You know, let that light shine. Don't dim your darkness for nobody, baby. No. This is just a touch of you. I'm trying to tell you that. Been there, done it. Tried to dim my darkness because I was shining too bright for them. Nigga couldn't handle it. Okay? So I was like, you know, let me dim it. Child, I don't know what I was doing with them pieces, but you better go ahead and make sure you shine bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. All right? Shine on them because they hate it, baby. Okay? And really, hate ain't nothing but love backwards. It's just acknowledgement, baby. Okay? That's all. So let that light shine out. Now, the last thing that I tell y'all is spread love because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm trying to put that out there in peace for you. Spread love, man. And you know what's so thorough? You know about that whole podcast thing we recap. The first thorough thing about that is God really gave you this person. Like, oh my gosh, God loves you. This person really loves you. You somewhere deep down on the inside love that person. Something going on. Some type of connection. Because God's like, He put that fine desire out there. Like, that is what it is. You got to be happy about that, baby. Look, I'm happy. You got to be happy about that. And I will be happy for you. Okay? Look, send us some pictures or whatever. Email me. Hit me up. Let me see what y'all got going on as far as that love is concerned. And I'll put y'all out there in pieces for them, baby. Yeah. All over the page and, you know, on the app and all that type of stuff. Show me the love. You know, if you got that one that God gave you. You know? Show me the love. Love them. Be happy about it. You know, if you out here just existing, come on. You know, handle it. Work on you. Spread the love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J, baby. You know what? Before I go, I got to give a shout out to my love of my life. Shout out to you, baby, if you listening. I need you to come over here and make love in B's kitchen. okay. I need that in my life, baby. So, look, that's the little thing we say. We got this little thing I say. Little thing I say to him. But anyway, I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like for that. You. All he for needs you. Is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right. All you need is just a touch of
just
check.
A touch Lady,
of check. Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you.
All you need is
pieces for you. This is just a touch of JP. Do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it.
All
y'all know I'm feeling wise, right? My
all
baby, like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
He like it when I'm rubbing on his back. Then I do my feet back.
Pieces for you.
Y'all like it when I do it like that. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love Beast Kitchen. My food thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of check.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?